www.thebeatsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Red Pill Junkie joins us with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. I'm going to ask you, what the heck? Would you care to tell our listeners what your real name is? We know your first name.
Yeah, my real name is Miguel Romero.
Okay. Now you know.
You heard it here first, folks.
Okay, Miguel, but we're still going to call you RPJ.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question here. You're an interior designer. You have a family?
No, I'm single.
All right. Do you have family members out there who are aware of your paranormal pursuits?
Yeah, I mean, my parents know that I'm a blogger, that I blog in these kind of things. Obviously, because of the fact that I 100% of what I write is in English, that maybe they're not willing or able to follow it. But no, they're aware that I'm a very active member of the 14 blogosphere.
Do they have any interest in those subjects or not?
Not really, you know. And back in the day when I was younger, they kind of teased me about it, you know. For example, my sisters, they couldn't get over the fact that when I was in high school and I was reading Whitley Strieber's Communion, I had to sleep with the light on for 6 full months on account of the book because it scared the crap out of me. So they was telling me, oh my God, I can't believe you're a grown man by now. You're acting like a baby.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and I had to even keep the book, you know, with the front cover, you know, with the picture with the big black eyes. I had to keep it upside down because I just couldn't stand watching it after the sun went dark.
Mm. Well, my crazy brother used to tell me all sorts of horror stories when I was a kid. He'd talk about Frankenstein and Dracula and vampires. And he was the one, when I was 11, he left a copy of a flying saucer book on his coffee table at his apartment. And that's what got me started in the subject. So, it's his fault. Unfortunately, he's not here to argue with him over the point. But somewhere out there, and I won't say whether it's up there or down there, it depends on your point of view, he might be laughing at us right now.
I'm sure he is.
Well, maybe you've talked to him lately. Tell me more. What do you have to say? Chris, some more questions.
Okay. It's another couple of good questions from Poltergeist. These will make you think a little bit. Do you think there is a demand being created by fans of these fields that we've been talking about? The paranormal, the 14 stuff. Do you think there's fans that need, there's a demand created by the need for new stories, new theories, new alleged phenomena, like these new things like Slender Man and the Dark-Eyed Children? Are we seeing, is there a chance, rather, for the genuine phenomenon to even be recognized in such an environment like this with these new things coming along and the internet disseminating all this stuff? What do you think about this demand being created?
I don't know if there is a demand for new theories because I think that overall most people like simple and tidy black and white explanations. No? UFOs are extraterrestrial spacecraft. Bigfoot is an undiscovered primate, you know, roaming around the North American forests. The Loch Ness Monster is a plesiosaur. Ghosts are the souls of the deceased and all that, you know. So I think that only a small fraction of people are more interested in kind of messier or more nuanced considerations about the paranormal, how maybe somehow all of these seemingly distinct phenomena might be connected somehow. As for the hunger or the crave for new theories or for new stories, yeah, there's always going to be people who want to read maybe about the Black Eyed Kids right now are very popular. Slenderman, you know, it's also a very popular story right now among people who are maybe, you know, 10 or 20 years younger than us. And, well, that's as for, is there any hope for a chance of the true phenomenon to be recognized? I don't know, man. I think the phenomenon will be able to evolve and modify itself in order for us to pay attention to it, as it's always have.
So you take these phenomena, they kind of appear in certain guises and in certain situations as a way to fulfill the expectations of the experiencer?
Yeah, I think partly, and also maybe partly following an agenda that we might not be able to recognize. For example, I think that these phenomena act in several different layers. That maybe there is a very personal layer that is only meant for the direct experiencer, but there also may be the possibility that there's a different layer meant to, like, infect, if you want to use that term, a third parties. For example, I remembered how Nick Redfern, in one of his blog posts for UFO Mystics, talked how his interest in these topics was spawned by something his father told him when he was a member of the Royal Air Force. I think he was a radar operator. And back in those days, there was some kind of weird UFO event that was registered by the radar or something. And that piqued the curiosity of young Nick back then. So I proposed to him, well, maybe that sightings or that event that happened to your dad was also somehow meant to you, man, because here you are, you know, you have dedicated your life now to study this phenomenon. So maybe that was some kind of crossroads in your path.
So was the decision of my brother to borrow a flying saucer book from the New York Public Library and leave it so I'd see it?
Yeah.
Was that deliberate? Because the more you think about it, it's got to be weird, because I never knew that guy to be interested in any such thing. He had an interest in science fiction and fantasy, obviously. Witness the stories he tell me. I was very young before he left home. But I never knew him to sit there and just read books about UFOs. On this particular occasion, the book was there. I never, ever saw him or saw another book like that left for anyone to see, just that one time.
Yeah, I stopped believing in coincidences a long time ago. I think that things like that happen for a reason. And also among members of my family who didn't have a particular interest in the topic, but nevertheless, I found in some of their libraries books like written by Pedro Ferriz or Titans Diesel about the Loch Ness Monster, you know? And those books had a huge impact when I was a child. So there you go.
You wonder if they expected that to influence your young mind and turn your life in a different sort of direction, maybe.
I think that there are forces beyond our understanding who somehow are pulling the strings, you know, that somehow lead us in a certain direction.
Well, I know what this direction has done. It hasn't made me rich and famous. Maybe I'm slightly famous or slightly well-known. I don't know. I don't dwell upon it. I don't worry about it. In fact, there's a forum thread at the Paracast forums where we suggest that once I'm gone, my dog Teddy Bear will take over the newsletter. Red Pill Junkie joins Gene and Chris. You're in
a Paracast.
neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
It sounds like Nick Redfern's crazy uncle.
From the school of Nick Redfern. There you go.
That's funny. Well, I have some more questions here if we want to go through them. Polterwurst has a couple more. This next couple of questions, I'm really interested to hear what RPG has to say about this. Would you agree that UFO sightings seem more abundant in Mexico than elsewhere? And if so, could there be a correlation with the paranormal being more accepted in general there?
Well, the UFO sightings are definitely abundant in Mexico. Are there more abundant than other places? I don't know. Maybe the people are more willing to report it, you know, or maybe are more willing to spend their afternoons, you know, sitting on the rooftop with a camera on hand, just waiting to see if they can record something anomalous. And it's something that I recently discussed with Greg. So how, what I would like to see as a progression in the field is more people from different countries, you know, starting to contribute and to alert the English speaking community of the events happening in their countries. Because I would really like to know what's happening in China, or what's happening in Czechoslovakia, what's happening in Russia. Maybe there's right now a big UFO wave in China, and we just don't know about it because there's the language barrier.
Well, that brings up the point that a lot of this type of information doesn't leave the locality
mm-hmm.
of where it's reported. I've noticed this my years out in the field, that oftentimes the locals will have all kinds of interesting stories about things going on, and then in three or four communities away, they're not aware of it. It's only when the regional media gets in touch with witnesses and maybe airs some footage or covers a news story that then it slowly, this particular story gets legs and then spreads. And if these types of activities continue, that's when your regional media will be, you know, recognized by national media, and then possibly a story will be told. But it's like everything else. It's right place at the right time. You know, the right person saying the right buzzword to the right reporter who's in a position to have some influence and get a story written. A good example of that would be the Phoenix Lights case, mm-hmm. Which was a huge story here in the, you know, central Arizona area. But it wasn't until 4 months that the national media got a hold of the story. I think it was 2 or 3 months, actually, almost 4 months later. And I think the USA Today did a big story on it. And then all of a sudden it became, you know, worldwide news. I just find it very interesting how the culture allows certain things to be disseminated at a particular speed and with a particular amount of inertia behind it. And I think down in Mexico, as you pointed out, people are more willing to spend a little time sky watching, maybe get up on their roof with a camera. And once they have captured something, there are people that they know of, like Jaime and others, that they mm-hmm. can then present this footage to as a platform for it to be shown to the culture at large. You don't see that happening very much in other countries. South America, to some degree, yes. But, you know, I really would like to know what's going on in China. I mean, the largest UFO group in the world has 1 million members, and it's a Chinese UFO, civilian UFO organization. And I think more effort personally should be devoted by trying to create inroads and connections with groups around the world. I think MUFON really needs to expand its efforts and outreach to other countries, especially countries that have a history of sightings and unusual reports of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
What
totally
do you think about that?
I couldn't agree more. You know, I think that there needs to be a wider network of participation, you know, and if we could just see the same level of willingness of young people sharing viral stories, like, you know, instead of maybe they didn't pay so much attention to Justin Bieber or Miley Cyrus and pay more attention to the local newspaper, and which might have run some interesting UFO story, and they were then tweeted about it, you know, in English, or because English, let's be honest, it's still the lingua franca in the world, you know. I mean, that's the way in which you can connect with 99% of the content in the internet. So if we could manage to somehow coax younger generation to start paying more attention to what's happening around their vicinity and share it with the rest of the world using the social networks, I think that would be a very interesting move forward.
Yeah. Do you find the generations younger than you, you being in your mid to late 30s, do you find them more jaded, less interested in these subjects, disinterested in anything but their smartphone, whether they're going to get laid, and whether they have the right kind of tennis shoes?
Oh, them kids with their smartphones and their Xbox One, when in my day we have to go to the arcade, you know, and we have to stay in line, you know. I don't know, man. I think that people get interested in the subject for all kinds of things. Maybe a lot of teenagers became interested in the UFOs after the Stephenville sighting of a few years ago, you know.
Right.
And maybe some people will get interested about the phenomenon once another big UFO flap starts in another country. You know, that's
so. You think interest is event driven, then?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see why you'd say that. So it's going to take a real major Phoenix Lights style sighting that is impossible to cover up and gets incredible coverage. Then we'll see a jump start. I saw a jump start when the X-Files came out. All of a sudden, there was a huge interest in UFOs, conspiracy, black budget, military projects, clandestine PSYOP type scenarios. And there seemed to be in 92 an incredible upsurge of interest, which then corresponded to an upsurge in reports of all kinds. Because it seems to me more people were interested, more people were aware of their surroundings, and by being more aware of your surroundings, chances are you're going to see more reports and more levels of activity because there's more people interested in watching. What can we do today to have something like that that's not relying on something high strange happening in front of a lot of people?
And before we have the answer to that question, we have to do the break right now. But we do have Red Pill Junkie joining us, a prolific blogger, commenting on all things strange, all things unusual. And that's where it goes. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Oh, man, that was good.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Kurt Sutherland, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
You know what we should do here? I still think we should have a recording on CD, on iTunes, the best of the Paracast stingers.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's and we'll have, of course, you and Nick Redfern. Bryce Zabel does a very good job.
We had a good one from Brad Steiger.
Oh, he's pretty good, too. Yeah,
he's got a good one, real good one. Well, I always go with the original. The original is usually the best. All right, so you want us to fire some more questions at you? We do have some here.
Fire away. Don't take the questions, you're fired. No, I'm kidding.
Let me ask a question. Now, you've mentioned Carlos Castaneda a number of times. Mm-hmm. I must admit that I was a huge fan of Castaneda's work from very early on, from back in the late 60s, early 70s. Prior to high school, actually, I started reading those books. And all through high school, I utilized many of the techniques that were suggested in the books to do certain things. Found most of them didn't work. Some did. But I'm just wondering, now that we know much more about Castaneda and, you know, what happened to the Ten City movement girls and the deaths that happened following his death and allegations of academic fraud and that sort of thing, where do you come down? Do you think that it's important that all this stuff that he talked about was true, or do you feel that just the way he presented the information was enough to give you your jump start into thinking outside of the box, so to speak, and thinking more in a shamanic kind of way? Was the accuracy, is that an issue for you? Does that throw the baby out with the bathwater that he probably made up a vast majority of his narrative after, let's say, Journey to Ixalan, Tales of Power, and on? Where do you come down on that?
Let me put it to you this way. I'm pretty sure that the events that depicted in the Star Wars movies are all fictitious. You know? Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure they are all fictions. That doesn't mean I can't find some very valuable lessons.
Yeah.
Something that I can take away from that, you know, and incorporate it into my point, into my worldview. That's the same with Castañeda. I really don't care if Don Juan existed or not, if it all came out. If it all came out of the head of his own head, then more power to him, because, you know, there's still a lot of pretty valuable philosophical and even moral lessons that you can extract from his work. You know, the idea of taking responsibility for your actions, of, you know, like adopting the warrior lifestyle of always, you know, thinking that you are a being that is going to die, and because of that you have to bring meaning to your actions and all that. That is valuable regardless of whether it's all a fabrication or not.
Yeah. I always got the impression the first two books were spot on, that he was actually experiencing those things. It's when he was, when the Nahual was brought in, Don Gennaro was brought in, I thought that's where it kind of started to veer off into, you know, fiction. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it was fascinating. And it had a huge effect on a lot of people, sold a zillion books, I might add.
Yeah.
And I think it did change people's perspective about the potential magical nature of their reality. And it was very helpful for those of us that were experimenting heavily with psychedelics.
Not a lot of people remember him right now, but back in those days, he was one of the undisputable leaders of the counterculture movement, you know?
Yeah.
And that brought about, whether we like it or not, to a lot of big social changes that are still reverberating into our culture to this day.
Well, he made it kind of fashionable and cool and stuff to be involved in research pertaining to Native American secret traditions and the types of shamanic practices that we now know go on all over the world and have for thousands and thousands of years. I think an offshoot of the Castaneda material, for instance, you can find in the Ayahuasquero movement and psychedelic travel to Peru and other places, the Amazon, to imbibe in and have fun with DMT, dimethyltryptamine, which occurs, you know, in like dopamine and other chemicals, occurs naturally in the brain.
Yeah.
And I just find that Castaneda's influence, he really subtly influenced a lot of progressive thinking, especially as it relates to psychedelics and spirituality, along with Terence McKenna. There are others, obviously, that you could put in that category. But who do you see now as being the equivalent, let's say, for a young person coming up wanting to get in touch with more of a psycho-spiritual side? Do you see anybody there that you're particularly taken by?
Well, I guess there are a lot of people who are trying to reach to the level of McKenna and all those before them. Maybe people like Daniel Pinchbeck,
right,
and all the guys involved in Reality Sandwich. But the problem is that maybe he will have to die in order to attain the popularity of McKenna. That was something that I proposed to Greg the other day. You know, maybe we have to make someone like Mac Tonis, to turn him into a viral guru in the net, the way that McKenna became much more relevant after he died than when he was still alive, you know?
Yeah.
Now you can easily find like 1 million comments on the internet about Terence McKenna. You can find like 1,000 video clips on YouTube when you can hear him talk, and people who use his speeches, the audio maybe, in order to create some beautiful animation with their computer. So the guy is getting much more relevant in death than he was in life, you know. In Buddhism, there's the notion of the bodhisattva, you know, the realized master that is helping into the enlightenment of the rest of humanity. So maybe Terence McKenna, Alan Watts, and Robert Anton Wilson have become like bodhisattvas, you know, digital gurus that are still living in the internet, you know, and are spreading all these ideas into the younger generations. And maybe those ideas will elicit a huge social impact in the future. I think that is already happening right now with how the culture is moving forward into accepting the use of psychedelics and entheogens, you know, not just demonize them. How in the United States, there's already two states who have legalized the recreational use of marijuana. Elsewhere in the country of Uruguay has fully legalized marijuana, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, I think that we are going to see like a new kind of psychedelic renaissance that would be like the wet dream of Timothy Leary.
Yeah, really.
I wanted to ask you something, RPJ, very quickly, and we have to break for the final segment. It's time to ask folks. Okay, what is the situation in Mexico? Because we always think of Mexico and drug cartels and everything. But what about marijuana? What happens to you if you're caught?
Do you want me to answer here, or should we go to the break?
Well, the question, I guess, would be whether we'd still see you after this happened if they found out what was going on. That would be it. By the way, on next week's show, we have Dr. Bruce Maccabee, a scientist who has investigated the Gulf Breeze, Florida UFO case and lots of others. He'll be answering your questions and talking about that next week on the show. Right now, we have one more segment left with Red Pill Junkie joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio. DreamHost.com/radio.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The Everly Brothers, you're not. Or maybe it is because one of the Everly Brothers is now dead. We're hearing what would happen if the one is still living, would try to harmonize with his dead brother. RPJ, Red Pill Junkie, joining Gene and Chris. And the question I asked him is about drug laws. In his home country, Mexico, if they catch you, what happens?
Depends how much they catch you with. You know, there have been several cases on young kids who have been planted with dope from coming from maybe another airport in Peru, for example. So they come to the international airport in Mexico and they register the luggage and they found this planted drug, and it can get you in a lot of trouble. But at the same time, I think there's definitely a move forward into having the discussion that of finally legalizing marijuana. Our former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, is very adamant, a strong advocate into the legalization of marijuana. Even President Calderon, who was the one who started the push into the war against the cartels in 2006, by the end of his term, he went to the United Nations and he called for a serious address into the discussion of finally ending this pointless war on drugs that has nothing but, you know, brought pain and suffering into many nations, including my own.
I find it very interesting that the two states that have legalized marijuana in or cannabis in the United States, their two teams are going to the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Well, they're going to have brownies before they get into that game. You got to think about it.
Yeah.
Or will they have drug testing?
I think it's a no-no to get caught with cannabis in your system, but there are ways to get around it. I had my guitar player in my band in the 90s in Colorado was number two in the world as a wrestler. He's on the U.S. Olympic wrestling team, and he showed me a foolproof way to beat a piss test with he would smoke a joint on the way in to get tested. And there is a way to get around that. So I guess Alex Rodriguez would be the example of somebody that didn't even think he'd ever get tested, much to his former Hall of Fame career. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame, but you know, I think it's a prevailing view that is dying off with the the generation prior to the baby boomers and even into the baby boomers, I think there's much more tolerance, I think, among the younger generations. And we are seeing the polarizing of viewpoints. But I think the tide of tolerance is going to outweigh the reactionary Bible thumper, you know, super conservative types out there, of which I count myself as not one.
Nor do we have any here. All right, let's just move quickly through topics. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, what would you like to tell our listeners, RPJ? What words of wisdom, projects you're working on, things you'd like to see, wishes, wants, desires? Do you have anything that has been eaten away at yourself?
Well, in one of my latest blog posts for the Intrepid Magazine blog, which I titled, it is titled Shift Happens.
Okay.
And it was, the idea is that I would like to see a move forward into a more focus into the study of human consciousness that maybe, you know, just is doing what the field has done for so many years, that just focusing on trying to get a better UFO photograph or getting a better witness to go on the record about their sighting, or going to the next haunted house wearing, you know, all these EMF detectors and night vision and saying, oh, what was that? I think that it's past time that we maybe, if we could finally prove that a human consciousness is non-local, then maybe that will be like the key to open the Pandora's box into all these other phenomena, you know? Maybe that will bring about a true paradigm change in our culture, you know, because I think that the materialistic concept is finally running its course. It's, yes, it has brought us a lot of time, nice things in our lives, like, you know, computers and internet and all that, but it has also has caused a major wreck in our environment, you know, with climate change and all that. Maybe we need to move forward, and maybe if we just found out something like that, that human consciousness is able to survive that, then maybe we wouldn't be so willing to slave ourselves for 50 years or more years, you know, trying to make a living, trying to keep it up with the Joneses or the Kardashians or whatever, and we will look to other interests, you know, to expand our horizons.
Worthy goals. But we live in a world where people pretend that climate change does not exist. We have active messages about that in our forums, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is one of the things that worries me the most right now. I think people are talking about peak oil or peak water. I think that right now the biggest threat to humanity is like peak trust. You know, people have lost the trust in their official institutions. We don't trust our political leaders. We don't trust scientific organizations. We don't trust corporations. I remember that last year when there was this news about the big Russian meteor that crashed in this city, whose name I can't remember right now, that a big chunk of the Russian population didn't believe the story. If they thought it was just a fabrication. And I'm sure that maybe if tomorrow a group of NASA scientists announced that an asteroid is going to hit the Earth in 10 or 20 years, and we better do something about it to defend ourselves, otherwise we're going to suffer the fate of the dinosaurs, I bet you that 8 years from then, there will still be people thinking that it was, the news is just a lie. It's just, you know, some kind of false flag conspiracy theory, you know, and that's worrisome.
Well, you know, I think if they announce tomorrow that E.T. is here. He is landing in spaceships. Flying saucers are real. Most people would say, okay, let me get back to watching The Real Housewives of L.A. or whatever the show is. Red Pill Junkie, tell our listeners where they can find more of the things you write about.
Well, the place where I hang the most is the Daily Grail, www.dailygrail.com. I'm also a weekly blogger. I have a weekly column called The Red Pills of the Week on Mysterious Universe, mysteriousuniverse.org. I also have a semi-regular post on the Intrepid magazine blog. And I am also a semi-regular guest on a podcast called The Grimerica Show, which I make with my good friends, Darren and Graham, who live in Canada.
Okay. Coming up next week on the Paracast, we'll be featuring Dr. Bruce Maccabee. He's a scientist who has studied extensively the Gulf Breeze, Florida UFO flap, and lots more next week on the Paracast. And Chris O'Brien has OurStrangePlanet.com, and very soon StalkingTheHerd.com will be active because the book Stalking the Herd, as we speak, is at the printer. He's doing the make-ready, which is a technical term, folks, and getting things ready for this humongous book to place your order today. You can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. You hear the live stream at GCNLive.com and now the Boost Radio Network.com. We're just about everywhere. Right here. Red Pill Junkie. Thank you for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.